Dedicated to preserving the tools, traditions, and culture of the Old West, the Cowboy Arts and Gear Museum opened its doors in downtown Elko earlier this year. The museum houses a large collection of antiques, including bits, spurs, and bridles, but mostly it focuses on the art of saddle making and one of the craft's greatest practitioners, G.S. Garcia. Housed in a building Garcia built as a shop and showroom in the early 1900s, museum director Jan Peterson takes us on a tour.
G.S. Garcia grew up in Santa Margarita, California, and he apprentices the saddle trade, leather crafting trade, comes up to Elko County in the early 1890s, has a trunk show, sells out all of his stuff, notifies his wife they're moving to Elko. And he becomes immediately well known for his high quality work. In 1904, there's the St. Louis World's Fair, and he builds a big fancy saddle for a competition. And some of the saddle crafters, leather crafters there, are so intimidated by the quality of his work, they just slink off. And then that just adds credibility and notoriety to his quality of work. He has a catalog. He is selling stuff to people in Germany. He is shipping stuff to Australia, all throughout the West. In 1912, he started rodeo in Elko. They recruited him to help start the Reno Rodeo. He started rodeo, helped start the Winnemucca Rodeo. So he's got a grandstand, he's got bucking chutes, he's got an arena. He has got two racetracks, one for horses, one for automobiles, with speeds up to 45 miles an hour. Every cowboy had to have a saddle, and cowboys are snobs. To this day, cowboys are snobs. They would save for 2 years to buy a Garcia saddle, sort of the equivalent that you need a decent vehicle. I call them functional art. I really do, because you see all of this intricate leather work, and on the bits and spurs especially. And here in northern Nevada, the hat style, the riding style, the saddle style, the engraving in all of these is very, very California-centric. And, you know, exhibiting and honoring that old mission style traditions that date back to the 1700s. The horse culture is still alive, well, and thriving in northern Nevada now. Most of our cowboys in northern Nevada still do herd work, and they will go out into the mountains and check on their cattle and some sheep, and the only accessibility is by horseback. What makes us unique is we're sort of a niche museum, and we are celebrating the craftsmanship and the heritage and the traditions. Cowboys are wonderful traditionalists, but our concentration is on the old and the antique stuff.
That was the Cowboy Arts and Gear Museum's director, Jan Peterson. KUNR's Paul Boger produced this piece.